This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Major breaking news, the CDC director has resigned after being exposed for purchasing stocks of vaccine manufacturers, tobacco companies, and junk food companies, even as the director of the CDC. Now, this gross conflict of interest is so it's so bad. But what it does, the fact that this has come out proves what I've been saying about the CDC all along. You heard me refer to CDC as a criminal operation, one that colludes with drug companies, one where corruption is and fraud are normal, a normal part of their day-to-day business. Well, this proves that yet again. And by the way, the World Mercury Project, headed by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you can find them at worldmercuryproject.org. They've also written an article on this that just unleashes on the CDC corruption, the fraud, the obstruction of evidence about vaccine dangers, the pseudoscience. It just goes on and on. This article, which I encourage you to read, sounds like an article that I have written or would have written, you know, years ago. It's like, in fact, Natural News has been one among many voices that has spearheaded the truth about the vaccine truth movement, really. Many sites out there, many smaller sites and larger sites like Mercola, as well as Natural News, and probably dozens of other smaller sites that have done amazing work, and health freedom groups and many others. I don't have the space to name all the names here. I'm just saying, you know, shout out to all of you who are doing good work on this. You and us together, we have collectively exposed the fraud and the corruption of the CDC. And now the CDC director has been forced to resign. Now, what's fascinating about this is it was Politico, believe it or not, that ran an article talking about the CDC director's ties to the tobacco industry and how she purchased, it was Dr. Fitzgerald, I believe is her name, how she purchased shares in tobacco companies even after she became director of the CDC. Now, she also owns shares of Merck, which is a major, major vaccine manufacturer, probably the largest vaccine company in the world. And she owns shares of junk food companies. So think about this. This means the director of the CDC, who oversees policies and public health information that is supposed to be protecting public health, she is financially benefiting from disease. So the more people eat junk food, and the more people take vaccines, and the more people take pharmaceuticals or smoke cigarettes, the more money she would potentially make as a shareholder in those companies. And yet, she was supposed to be the head of the CDC telling you how to live a healthy life and making major policy decisions on what to call an epidemic and what to do about public education for stopping smoking and so on. I mean, the conflicts of interest are obscene, absolutely obscene. And yet none of us who have been following this for so long are surprised in the least. We've known this for years. We've documented this for years. Robert Scott Bell, his radio show, go to robertscottbell.com. He has covered this for years. John Rappaport has covered it for years. And many, many others. Look at the movie Vaxxed. That film unveils layer after layer of corruption and scientific fraud and malfeasance inside the CDC. So none of us are surprised at all that this came out. Now, the mainstream media tried to downplay it. The mainstream media tried to say, oh, this was a tobacco issue. They didn't really mention very, very prominently the Merck, the ties to Merck and the vaccine industry and the pharmaceutical industry. They focused mostly on tobacco companies because the mainstream media, of course, is paid by the drug companies. So they never expose the lies and science fraud and deceptions of the pharmaceutical industry. But cigarette companies are not allowed to advertise on TV anymore. They used to, but not for many, many years. And so there are no financial ties to like news broadcasts or CNN or even Fox News. Thus, the news programs are happy to go after and expose big tobacco because they're not making any money off of them. But they will not expose big pharma because they're making tons of money off pharma. As much as 70% of the ad revenues today in the mainstream media are tied or are coming from pharmaceutical companies or drug companies or medical device manufacturers. So the drug industry owns the mainstream media, and the drug industry for sure owns the CDC. And that was what was really emphasized in this World Mercury Project story that I strongly encourage you to read. I regret I don't have the exact title here, but it refers to the CDC director resigning. And in that story, you'll find exactly what I'm talking about here, the gross misrepresentations, the conflicts of interest that go back for years. Many years ago, in fact, we covered on Natural News, there was another CDC head honcho, another woman, I don't recall her name, but she headed up one of the divisions there, and she got caught pushing Coca-Cola propaganda, talking about how soft drinks can be part of a healthy diet and blah, blah, blah. It's like, really? And she got exposed for that. And that was small time. Remember Dr. Julie Gerberding? She used to head up the CDC. She then moved to Merck, and she became the president, I believe, of Merck's global vaccine division. And she used to run the CDC. These people, it's a revolving door. They work at the CDC for a few years. They cover up all the fraud of the vaccine companies and the drug companies. They bury the evidence of harm for vaccines. They commit massive scientific fraud, criminal misconduct, obstruction of justice. They fund actual criminals like Paul Thorsen, who is a, quote, vaccine researcher, but also a fugitive from justice. He fled the United States, took millions of dollars with him, and he's still publishing research that the CDC cites on vaccine safety, if you can believe that. The CDC is a criminal organization. So you work there for a few years, and you protect the pharmaceutical giants. And then pretty soon, Big Pharma offers you a job and pays you a big signing bonus to reward you for covering up all their quack science and their crimes against humanity as someone inside the CDC. So you see, the whole point of getting a job at the CDC is to one day cash in by getting a job with the drug industry or the vaccine manufacturers. And the way you do that is to cover up their crimes and commit scientific fraud, cover up evidence, you know, promote their financial interests, and do that year after year inside the CDC. Many people working inside the FDA have the same goal. Their hope is to one day get a job with the pharmaceutical industry. And there are many people who are former FDA regulators who now work for the drug industry. It is an incestuous revolving door relationship. And it's called regulatory capture, by the way. When corporations capture regulation bodies that are supposed to be overseeing them, they capture them through financial influence and promises of jobs and sometimes just outright bribes. And then they own, the drug companies own the FDA, essentially. When I say own, I don't mean on paper. I mean they control it. The drug companies, well, the vaccine companies own the CDC. The CDC is beholden to the vaccine industry. The FDA is beholden to the drug companies. These agencies are so corrupt and so criminally run, they do not answer to the American people, not in the least. They answer to the drug company, the mafia, drug giants that are giving them their marching orders. When they tell the FDA to jump, the FDA asks how high. When they tell the CDC to cover up the evidence of harm of vaccines, the CDC obediently reports to duty and covers it up, just like they did with one of their own scientists, the vaccine whistleblower, Dr. William Thompson. So there is so much more to this. I mean, I've only begun to scratch the surface. You know how we talk about the deep state of the government, which other people call really the shadow government, but the deep state sort of refers to the intelligence community. Well, there's also a deep state inside the vaccine and pharmaceutical industries. There's this incestuous revolving door relationships and control of regulators. And it's kind of like a medical deep state. And it is very real. And I find it fascinating that now even the World Mercury Project is seeing this and writing about it in almost the same language that I've been using for many years, because I've been more of a pioneer in exposing this than many other people are willing to to do. Because you do, you get attacked, you know, you get attacked, you get smeared, you get discredited, you get lied about constantly. I mean, the CDC funds a major propaganda wing you may not even know this. The CDC pays money to inject pro-vaccine jokes with comedians who have shows on Netflix. The CDC pays money to Disney to inject pro-vaccine propaganda into Marvel comics-based TV shows that feature superheroes. There's a pro-vaccine message that's injected into pop culture. Those are just a couple of examples, many more examples. The CDC is a propaganda. It's kind of like the Joseph Goebbels, you know, the Nazi propaganda ministry of medicine. That's what they are, the Ministry of Truth. And they actually use taxpayer money to inject false propaganda into pop culture, into movie scripts, into TV scripts, into comedian scripts. And they also fund their own black ops division, of course, vaccine trolls online, so-called science bloggers who are just paid, bribed vaccine trolls spreading disinformation and so on. This is what the CDC does. The CDC is behind so much of this. And there's another major drug company that's behind a lot of it as well. Maybe we'll cover that in a future podcast. But all you need to know for today is that the CDC director just resigned because she was caught red-handed. She was caught in a conflict of interest and collusion, essentially financial collusion with drug makers and vaccine companies. She was caught red-handed. She's not denying it. She resigned. And so Trump is going to have to find somebody else to replace her, somebody who does not have these conflicts of interest, because President Trump has promised to bring down drug prices and to end the pharmaceutical price monopolies that's causing bankruptcies all across America because nobody can afford the damn drug costs. So Donald Trump, in essence, has declared war on Big Pharma. That's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. Of course, we'll be following it every day at naturalnews.com. You can also listen to my podcast, as you are now, at healthrangerreport.com, or follow my YouTube channel, which is also Health Ranger. So stay tuned, stay informed. There's so much more coming. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'll be bringing you the truth on this every day in every way that I can. Stay safe and take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate, an herbicide, and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics. We have morality. We're honest. We have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.